This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are those who were stock rich and now stock poorer, given the week we've been having. But there's always real estate. London has taken a page from the New York City script and has become dotted with what is, for the UK, a new kind of residential complex, luxury apartments aimed at wealthy foreigners. Low-income people are feeling squeezed. From the British capital, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The Sutton Estate in one of London's wealthiest neighbourhoods was built 100 years ago to house the city's working poor, but some of today's impoverished residents, like single mother Vesna Vukovic, now face eviction.
They're trying to move people on a lower income so they can acquire more land to build private flats, luxury flats.
The plan is to rebuild the estate. Some of the low-income homes would be turned into luxury apartments and sold off to rich foreign investors. Some 60 displaced households would be moved elsewhere. Ian Henderson, head of Save the Sutton Estate.
It's just wrong, and it's about time the government stood up for the people of Britain instead of constantly worrying about foreign investment.
The association that runs the estate says the building's decrepit. Selling the luxury apartments will help pay for the redevelopment. But Sutton resident Jean Keel claims this is social cleansing.
You have the poor, the middle and the rich here. It's a beautiful combination and it's worked very well for 100 years. And now they're going to spoil the whole thing.
The local council says it makes more financial sense rehousing the displaced tenants in less expensive areas. But many believe the luxury property boom is squeezing the poor out of the more desirable parts of this city. Housing activist Dave Morris says the councils are under pressure from government austerity measures.
Really, that's forcing them to considering selling off assets. Genuinely affordable housing is under threat. Community centres, green spaces are under threat.
This park where I'm talking to Morris is under threat. There's a plan to hive off a chunk of it for development, even though the park with its cricket and soccer pitches, lake and paddling pool is in constant use.
It really is now one of the best parks in London.
And you're not going to allow a little bit of it at the top end there to be
swallowed
up?
No property developer is going to touch a single blade of grass in this park.
The message now from low-income Londoners squeezed by the developers and their foreign clients could not be clearer. We will not be moved. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.